When Test and Trace can't get hold of contacts, they pass the information on to local authorities. Labour councillor Andrew Simpson is the cabinet member for health in Bury.
The system in itself at the moment is not fit for purpose. The national tracing system has been passing quite a lot of cases back to local authorities, but the resources to deal with tracing people haven't been given to local authorities. So actually what needs to happen is that the national testing system needs to be devolved to local authorities.
So how many does the National Service for Tracing pass on to local authorities at the moment? How does it work?
We were getting more than 75% of people in the last 2 weeks, and our local system was completely overwhelmed. Today, the situation is that we've had 69 cases for follow-up, which is not anticipated. So we have to divert staff.
That was Andrea Simpson from a council member in Bury. The former Health Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, chairs the Health and Social Care Committee. He's told the World at One it's time to consider moving to a more decentralised testing system.
We should recognise there's been a massive expansion in Test and Trace, and you're going to have these kind of glitches when you put an organisation under that kind of pressure. The concern this time is not so much the 16,000 individuals who, I understand, were told their test result and were told to isolate promptly. It's the up to 50,000 close contacts that they had who were not told as quickly as they needed to be. They also needed to isolate. And that is potentially a lot of additional people who could have been infecting further people down the chain.
Is it possible to have some estimate of typically how much that would be, how many people that would be who were positive?
Well, based on the number of close contacts who were told to isolate, that's the only number we can really get. If it was the same proportion as normal, it would have been about 50,000 people would have been asked to isolate on the basis of their contact with those 16,000. Typically, one individual would pass on the names of around three close contacts who would then be asked to self-isolate. And that's the bit which didn't happen this time.
The fact that it didn't happen, what does it say about the system? Because there is a huge amount of criticism that Test and Trace is not working as it should be.
Well, right at the start of this process, the government took a strategic decision to go for a centralised structure. And the reason for that was because we were in a big hurry, because Matt Hancock had announced his 100,000 tests a day target at the beginning of April. There were just 4 weeks to deliver it. And probably the only way you could do that was through a small number of highly centralised laboratories. But the problem with a centralised system is that if you then have a glitch, that gets magnified throughout the whole system and you have less resilience. And I think we now need to look, given the problems we've been having at Test and Trace, at those structures and ask whether it is time we had a more decentralised model. And in particular, most big hospitals have got their own laboratories. They test patients for who they're going to be caring for. But we need to ask whether those laboratories could do more. We should look at what Sir David Nicholson, former chief executive of the NHS, said this morning, which is whether hospitals should take responsibility for the testing of people in care homes, because they have very good local links with the care homes in their areas. And we should also look at whether hospitals could take responsibility for the weekly testing of NHS staff, which is going to become incredibly important as we go into winter and we have large numbers of people with flu symptoms as well as coronavirus symptoms. So making better use of what's called the Pillar One testing system, I think, will be the key if we want to unlock some of these problems.
OK, so the current centralised system is what, not fit for purpose?
Well, the issue is that when you have a centralised system and there is a problem, it then spreads throughout the whole system very, very quickly. And at the moment, we've got three lighthouse laboratories building up to seven. But this means that there is a lack of resilience in the system because you're very dependent on those laboratories. You know, in Milton Keynes, I think it's about 30,000 samples they have coming in every morning. These are potentially infected with coronavirus. You've got to be incredibly careful the way you unpack them, make sure that they're not mixed up with other patients, handle with enormous amount of care. So the potential for things to go wrong when you're doing things at that kind of scale is much higher.
Do you think having the Lighthouse Labs, these large labs, is a mistake then?
No, I think it's too late to go back on this.
But it was a mistake.
The advantage of a centralised system is you can get it up and running very quickly. Of course, you can say, you know, with the benefit of hindsight, maybe we should have gone for a decentralised system from back in January. But I think the reality is we've got these Lighthouse laboratories. They are giving us record high numbers of tests every day. That's important. But we now need to ask whether we can better make use of universities, of hospital laboratories, giving them support, giving them the extra chemicals and reagents and capacity that they need so that we have more resilience in the overall system.
You talk about moving testing to make the system work better. There is some tracing done by local authorities after 24 hours when the test and trace system haven't been able to contact people. And local authorities are saying they don't have the resources to carry that strain. Are you sympathetic to their argument?
Yes, I am. And I think that there is a very good argument that local authorities are very good at contact tracing because they're local. And people may indeed react differently if they're contacted by their local council as compared to being contacted by a call centre a long way away.
Jeremy Hunt talking to me just a little earlier.